Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's webinar brought to you by TCM World Foundation. Today, we're going to be talking with Grandmaster Lu and ask him to share his insights into the powerful practice of Qigong. We know that Qigong practice has been rising in popularity and has showed up on various shows, including the Mem and Oz show, and people are discovering its true benefits. So we're hoping that Grandmaster Lu will share some of his secrets with us today. So Grandmaster Lu, thank you for joining us, and perhaps you can start by talking about what is the power behind Qigong and how can we use that in our lives?
Well, that's one of the very difficult questions, but also should be easier to understand, but still difficult to understand, only because the qi is so big. Everyone can talk about the qi, but what is qi? So you can see it this way. So how can we use one or two sentences or a couple of days can describe the Chinese culture? Think this whole concept. And someone asks, can you give us a brief talk about what is the Chinese culture? See, then only give you 30 minutes. They have 30,000 years, the history, how can be 30 minutes gonna finish? So what is qi will be a very interesting concept. Before we go down, what is the qigong? Qigong, you definitely, we can find the qigong definition at the internet most of the time, and the people say qigong is energy work. It is true? Yes, it is true. It's a talk about the energy. It's energy work. However, that's just the beginning of the beginning, and so beginning, and so simple way to say energy work. We know today modern science discovered everything's about energy. So if everything's about energy, then that means when you say I do energy work, then you do everything. Right? So if you do the use this kind of simple logical thinking, it's because modern science say everything is about the energy, all the energy is a consciousness, then when you say I do energy work, so that means you do everything and you do consciousness. Logical thinking, yes, makes sense. However, here has a so deep levels of what is the qi. So without understanding what is the qi, then definitely would be very difficult to understand what is the qigong. And maybe I will do that way. We say, what is the qigong? People always want to say, oh, yeah, I want to know what is the qigong, what's the benefit, what I can get, what I have a beneficial about this. So one of the simple way I tell people is qigong is one kind of simple energy exercise, we can say that way, will impact to you or will help you at the body, mind, spirit level. So once you learn, you will benefit or you can practice all your life. See how simple it is? All your life, all you need to learn one only. You don't have to worry about every couple of years and try to change a new program, join, go to internet, buy the new things and try to do, because old things doesn't work. Because qigong is a time test. It's a thousands of years. It's beyond the time and beyond the space. Because it's a body, mind, spirit. Think about it. If you think about it yourself, not just the body only, you have a mind, you have a spirit, then where you can find the one simple exercise will benefit for you at the body, mind, spirit level. So that should be at a simple way to describe what is the qigong. It's a simple energy exercise will be beneficial at the body, mind, spirit level. However, each level requirement is different. Think about it, right? Just like, we want to learn some kind of knowledge. But we have to go to elementary school, high school, college, master degree, PhD degree, right? So each level requirement differs. So same concept, each level, you can impact to you, help you at a different level. Now I have to go back to at the beginning. What is the qi? The qi, first one, what we say is energy, which is a power. What is a power? Energy. So that's why we say, oh, I feel so tired. I don't feel I have energy. See, the concept we feel, activity, motion, action, all of these are associated with energy. So if you feel tired, you will say, I feel tired. Or you say, I don't have energy. See, so that's why first level, when we talk about the qi, it's energy, it's the power. That's the first level. When you do this qigong, you will feel have energy, that's the power. Second thing is called information. The information always behind this kind of power. Think about the strength. You can walk, you say, oh, I can walk for 2 miles. Someone says, I can run for 10 miles. Think about it. How can you run for 10 miles? It's not just energy, right? Your whole body has to be cooperated together. Your tendons, your muscles, your minds, your feelings, your heart, your lungs, everything, breathing, all that has to be simultaneously cooperated together. Can you imagine your hand and the leg doesn't cooperate together? Left side and the right side doesn't cooperate together. Then you fell, right? So depending on when you fell and which side hurt, that means which side out of balance. It's very simple. When both sides are balanced, you never fell. Even if you fell, you still doesn't hurt. So that's why they're called information. Information is behind the power. So all the power behind is information. It's the data, it's the information, it's the knowledge to help this power more sufficient. That's the second concept of the qi. The third concept of the qi is consciousness, wisdom. So the qi has all the consciousness because we say everything is energy. And the Chinese way we say everything is qi. Because everything is qi, then everything has a consciousness. Tree has qi. Without the qi, tree will die. Then tree has a consciousness. Animal has qi. Without qi, animal will die. Then animal has a consciousness. Star has qi, and the star has a consciousness. So that's why we spend thousands and thousands of dollars and millions of dollars trying to discover the star, right? The government do that. I know we don't do that. But however, ancient times, many masters used their own body, did this experience, connect to the star, connect to the northern star, connect to the different stars. Why? Communication. Connect to the consciousness. So the consciousness will be everywhere, all the plane, right? All of these foods, like today when we say we are eating, everybody so crazy about all the different kind of nutrition, all the diet. But however, most only stop at the chemistry level, which is the energy level. Because it's a chemistry, you can penetrate of the energy level. But not many people go to the consciousness level. So what is consciousness level? You have to think in this simple concept. Like today, we say, oh, people like coconut oil. How about this? I use the coconut oil as the concept. At the qi level, which is a power level, you can see the coconut oil has many benefits, which is you, whatever you can name it, it's the qi level, power level. But they never go to the consciousness level. What is the consciousness level of the coconut oil? How simple it is. Think of coconut grow at a warm climate. So anything grow at a warm, it has to have a cool or cold essence to get a balance, because everything it's both sides, positive and negative, yin and yang. Everything has to be both sides. So everything grow at the heart area has to be at the cool area. So the coconut oil deep down has something conscious in its way. They don't need a lot of water. See? They still can grow at the oil. Think about it. When you go to the dry place and then why your skin feel dry. So that means that heart impact to your skin, right? So then coconut oil will have this consciousness information in this oil. So if you apply these oils, then you might get a benefit. However, here still has one thing at here we say. The coconut oil has this consciousness. Then does your body open up this receiver, can receive this consciousness energy? If you are not receive this way, you are not open this consciousness receiver, you are not get a benefit at the consciousness level. You only can benefit at the chemistry level, which is the power level. It's the same concept like the internet. There are millions of websites, depend on which website you want to go, right? Otherwise, you go to the wrong website. It's the same concept at the consciousness. If you don't open up yourself inside the consciousness receiver, then you never can receive and connect to the consciousness. So that's why we say in the Qigong practice, body, mind, spirit, at the mind level, associated with the consciousness. Now we go to the last one. Qi is a universal life, which is the most important thing. One more time. Qi is a universal life. What does that mean? That means that everything, what we see, what we can see, or what we cannot see, everything existing thing is always connect to the universal life. All the life are connected together. So the qi is a universal life. So which means when you do or when you practice qigong, what you practice, you are practice universal life. Or I can change a different way to say, you are allow yourself open up more than universal life will go through you. Maybe not this way. Now I use a different way analogy say. Think about it. Your body become TV screen. Now you have a power lines connected to the universal life. All the life will go through you, then you can see on your screen. Now your body become 3D life screen. Now universal life will go through you. Then you become an image of the universal life. So that's the four areas defined what is the qi. Even though I use it that way, I think I still missing it because qi, universal, is unlimited. So therefore, qi is unlimited. Even though I use these four areas, I still missing something. So therefore, whatever I haven't said that should be included, right? Because we are only know 4% of the universe. Then the qigong, I described what is the qi. Then gong is effort, discipline. So you have to have effort and the discipline continue polish it, continue practice. Otherwise, even though someone give you a qigong, even though you practice, if you're not practice enough, you don't meet the requirement, something still not going to happen. As old-fashioned, what we always say, how can you get it in the Carnegie Hall? Practice, 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 right? So how can you discover the universal life? Practice, practice, practice. They also have to be based on your luck. Now we say, we understand, what is the qigong? Now, people always want to say, why I have to practice Qigong? What is the, my benefit? So we always want to know benefit. As of today, everything is based on the benefit. We don't see the benefit, we don't practice. The benefit, I can tell you, there are tremendous benefits from body, mind, spirit, the level. Depend on which level you want it. You want a different level, you have to pay different price. People say, how much? I say, it's not the money, it's the effort. It's your mind. Would you want to pay off your mind? Would you drop your mind? If you can drop your mind, you will discover the spirit. See? So some people doesn't want to drop the mind, so therefore they cannot discover the spirit. They only can discover the body. Now, even though at the body level, they still cannot see the whole truth. So beneficial for the Qigong, most of the time people use Qigong for healing. So which is we see many things at the China 100. So, you know, 50 years ago or 20, 30 years ago, that time, you know, whole China is crazy about the Qigong. There are many different kind of systems, the practice at the same time. So most is for benefit of the health. And most people practice so millions and millions, where we say, I definitely can say millions, the testimony or results we show good for all the body's levels, immune systems, you know, cancer. A lot of it's a cancer. Doctors say, hey, you only have a couple of months and then go to practice Qigong and get a benefit. So whatever you name it, they have a benefit. The Qigong can impact you. So people say, why? Because we say that Qi is universal life. And Qi has a consciousness. Qi has a wisdom. See, if you practice Qi at the right, then you will connect to the wisdom. Why your body is sick or ill? That means you lost the information. Body is out of balance. You need to upgrade your software, right? You upgrade your information. So what do? You go to the universe. Download or recorrect information. So once the information received that, your body knows how to heal it itself. That's the gift. So the Qigong will help you weakening your healing power, help your body go through all the healing. So whatever you name it, condition, generally speaking, Qigong always can help because Qigong can help all the level, body, mind, spirit. Most powerful things because they can through the consciousness, through the spirit, through the mind, and impact to the body, which is through the invisible impact to the visible body. That is its beneficial. So once you learn this, you don't have to worry. You can practice when you change your age, 70, 80, 90. So you still can practice. But that time you're difficult to go to the gym. You're difficult to do certain things. But the Qigong, you still can practice. Will help you many different things. Right? People say, oh, I don't, you know, when I'm getting older, I lost my memories. I have Alzheimer's. Hey, Qigong can impact body, mind, spirit. Right? When your spirit, when your mind change, how can you be Alzheimer's? You cannot. Your body knows on purpose in this life. Then after this benefit, then the people will say, what kind of Qigong am I going to practice? Generally speaking, most of what we see as of today, the Qigong practice, what we say, most, maybe 70% or whatever, the most Qigong is a motion, movement, by movement, different postures, different movement. That's type of the Qigong. So the second type of the Qigong is through the special breathing and a different kind of breathing. Then that's the second type. And then the third type is to use a special diet and do other different kind of secret practice, so which is not many people know. So I don't have to mention at here right now, but generally speaking, what you see in the market or at the public place, is this two type that most is movement. Second is breathing. Sometimes you might see movement with breathing combining it together. That's two kinds. Then sometimes people will ask me, so how about the, you know, mindfulness, so this kind of guide image, so that kind of meditation. So when we do meditation, use the mind, you know, focus. Once you use the mind, that's the beginning of the beginning. That's not a qigong, that's called a mind exercise. That's called a, so that's why we call mindful meditation. The meditation cannot use the mind. Once you use the mind, that's not meditation. So meditative stage is without a mind. But however, we always have a mind. When the mind disappears, meditation exists. The mind cannot associate with meditation. Right? So once, if you're doing the mind type of the meditation, mind type of the qigong, that's the beginning of the beginning. They even not real impact to the qi. Think about that. How can you use mind to understand unlimited universal life? Cannot, right? How does the mind can understand unlimited love? Cannot. So all of this we understand. Mind is limit. Love is unlimited. Universal is unlimited. Life is unlimited. So therefore, mind is a limit. So that's why. Mind meditation is the limit, is the beginning, it's called a taste. However, because of this guided meditation, sometimes can help you shift body, can help you taste energy, can help you experience, just like we saw the pictures, so even though we didn't go to the facility, even though we didn't go to the place, we can see the pictures, we can see the movies, we see something, then impact our inside image, impact to the consciousness. But through that kind of guided meditation might help a lot of people click their deep consciousness. Then they feel, oh, that is beautiful. It's the time to change. And I can heal myself. So generally speaking, that is not the meditation, guided meditation help you. It's guided meditation help you discover your power. That's the different kind, that's called how many different qigongs and what is the, what they can do. Now what you can see, after these kind of things, then the qigong, because what they have that benefit, so therefore, most of the time, you will see people use qigong in the martial arts. You know, at the China ancient time, martial arts qigong is often because you need qi to help a body become strong, help a body become more flexible, help a body have more speed, help body discover the power. The, all of this is in the martial arts can be used. So that's why you see different type of the qigong will be used in the martial arts qigong. So once you learn, your body can handle the punishment. You can lie down on the highway, the truck can go through your stomach, and you can get up and like laughing and nothing. So it's a possible, you know, it's a possible, it's a doable. If you meet a good master, they guide you, generally speaking, 100 days. You can do this kind of show. It's nothing, right? Or you just meet the requirement, meet the right master, and then that's it, you're done. Second way where they practice qigong is for the they call the cultivation. You know, nurture the body, cultivation, try to heal the body. How can I use qigong to heal the body? So you see most people at the park, at the China the park, they learn this martial art, the qigong is for healing. They have a headache, they have a high blood pressure, they don't want to take a medication. They have a certain kind of things, the doctor say it's impossible to fix it. So what are they going to do? They try something non-invasive things. So they always wish you to the miracle. Somehow, some way, you always see these miracles happen. So that's why most of the time people use the qigong for healing. So that's the different kind of qigong. can be used. Then the third one, where we see the how to use the qigong, is the people heard as today called the medical qigong. So the medical qigong is a totally different kind of qigong, people have to say. I have to tell the people, medical qigong is the one of the most difficult and the most dangerous. What we call dangerous qigong is like you practice medicine without a license, right? You practice life without a license. So you think that medical qigong, yes, you put a medical front of qigong. So what does that mean? That means you use qigong for medicine purpose, which is you try use this qigong for healing, either for yourself or others. No matter which way you're going to use that way, you still require two things. One is qigong. The qi level, what kind of qigong? What kind of qi level? What do you have? That's the qi. The powerful qi, how powerful is? The qi is at your mind level, or qi at your consciousness level, or qi connect to the spirit level. What kind of qi you practice? That's the qigong quality, quantity level. Second one is the medical. The medical concept, which is do you have a true understanding, truly understanding of the conditions, disease, or illness? So which is on the other side totally are based on the Chinese medicine. That Chinese medicine not just in the book Chinese medicine. You have to have some kind of good understanding, which is what we often say, pain disappears, doesn't mean disease disappears. Condition can be treated, doesn't mean disease can be treated. See? Often our mind always say, I use qigong, I'm hanging on these couple minutes, pain disappears. Pain disappears still doesn't mean condition disappears, you just change the energy. E=mc². Energy change, matter change. To manipulate the pain, that's pretty simple. Can you manipulate the life? You cannot. See? You have to really go too deep to understand everything is a consciousness, and all the consciousness has a purpose. So that's why medical qigong is one of the most difficult things to practice. So you need to really find someone know the both. You cannot just know one side. You have to know both sides, and someone has a good experience, and you have to practice hard enough because you are going to use your body as the image, right? Just think about the patient coming to see you. Who are you? Where are you? How are you, right? You become mirror. So if your own mirror is dirty, how can patients see themselves, right? You go to see the doctor. You don't want to see the doctor sick. You still go to see the doctor, right? That's the same concept. So we say the qi is a universal life, and someone practice qigong, their body is a 3Ds of the universal life. So that's for when you go there, you have to see this. But if you cannot see the life, come out of the person. So why you go together the medical qigong for someone else, right? So remember one thing, at the qi level, body never lie, body always as the image. So which means it doesn't matter what type of qigong you practice, body never lie. Because the body is the life image. The body always want to show and the good benefit from the qigong. If you practice good, your body should show this way. Your face should change. Your body should change. Even though your body ought to change, which is your body smell should change. Which is, you know, I see so many of my patients after even do the treatment, do the right, they can change the smell. Body smell will change. Right? Because inside the energy change, you will change the smell. Your taste will change, your body smell will change. So you go to someone and you want to receive that. If you smell something not right, you know the person definitely is not practicing good enough, no matter what they say. That's my advice. anyway. So after what I talk about all of this, what qigong can do, what type of the qigong, then the last one, generally speaking, we see. But so today, generally speaking, we can divide it. Two type of the qigong, I still say. One is called a modern qigong, one is a classical qigong, just like one is a classical music, one is a modern music, right? It's a modern qigong first. It's a modern qigong, it's someone learned from this master, or go to the book, go to the park, go to a couple of places, then they take out one or two together, then mix up, then come out of their own qigong, they become own master. That's called a modern qigong. There's no lineage. Even though they put the masters, oh, I studied with this master, but they come out of their own type of the ways. Then that's called a modern qigong. No lineage behind. The other way is called a lineage behind, generation to generation. You can see this thing. So why I say these two things, you have to see. What is the qi, why I say that? What is the consciousness? It's the lineage behind you. You have a consciousness. Your line, right? So look at this. If you have your grandparents' picture, now you see, no matter how many generations you change, your eyes might still look like can see from your grandparents. Why? It's a bloodline. See, even bloodlines can pass down. How about the consciousness line can pass to you, right? So that's a different type of the qigong. So with you know, later when someone can see that, that's what usually we see these kind of things, and then two types of the qigong. So I think until now I cover what is the qigong, what is the benefit, but the most important things is one of the simple, easy things you can learn and the benefit for your lifetime. Right. And here, definitely, I know some people always ask me, how about Tai Chi? You know, I heard Tai Chi is Qigong. Tai Chi is Qigong. But unfortunately, the Tai Chi for Qigong beneficial already lost. So if you go to try to study from Tai Chi, learn the Qigong, in my opinion, I say, don't waste your time. Almost impossible because the key already lost. Right, Tai Chi can good for physical exercise, will never impact to your qi level. Don't waste your time. Right, but you can find a different type of the simple qigong to get a benefit. Right, there are many different ways to get a benefit. So you know, benefit is the bottom line. Body never lies. So if you study with something and study with the masters, study with a different type of the qigong, you have to see the change. If you practice for 100 days, for a couple months, a couple years, still at the same level, your doesn't change. Your body doesn't change enough. Your mind doesn't change enough. Your spirit doesn't change enough. Then you know you reach the limit. Maybe it's the qigong, the type of the qigong only limit you. People still have to say, what is called that? Why here? Because for the time purpose, I cannot discover too deep. Put it this way, you know, many people heard about acupuncture. How can they discover the acupuncture from the qigong? Qigong is the one kind of way can discover the acupuncture because acupuncture is based on the meridians. Meridians is the pathway for the qi flow, just like a highway. You see the highway, it's for the traffic. But the meridian is more fast than the, put it this way, more fast than the speed of the light. I will put it this way, because they can travel from the light to light. Right? So the acupuncture, when they impact to you, they impact to your life path. Right? So the meridian is different, then acupuncture is different, then qigong also is different. Different type of qigong impact to different type of the meridians. Different type of the meridians function disorder has a different type of the conditions, the disease or illness, all associated with the meridian. So that's why you see different type of the qigong will help you develop a different kind of strength different kind of strain will help you impact to different kind of conditions. I give you an example. If you practice a certain kind of qigong, so which is can do, for example, I learned one type of the qigong, all right? So my qigong will be very good for the liver function. So therefore, I'll be very good for any kind of sport injury or any kind of woman's health because everything associated with the liver function. And some people practice different qigong will be good for the bladder functions. So their bladder lines is stronger. Then the back pain, lower back pain, knee pain, all of these bladder-associated conditions, they can be easier to fix because they are stronger at these meridians. That's so simple. It is that kind of way. Right? So that's why you see that some people practice qigong, they go there, they say, oh, I want to fix this. Why doesn't see the result? Because sometimes it doesn't go that way. It's a different kind of way. So you have a benefit, you have this. You know what is a qigong, you know how to practice. So now after this, if you have a chance, if you really want to discover this kind of power, find a way to get it, right? So next time, if I have a chance, you can listen to me. I will teach you how to find a master, how to study this, what is the guidelines. They are always as a guidelines. Remember, they are always a requirement. You want to reach your body, mind, spirit. It's a four-package deal. But each level requirement is different. So I hope this information will help you. You can use this information and look at yourself to see what is the benefit. And at least it can help you go out to discover what type of the qigong you want. Next time, I'm going to discuss how to find a good master. Thank you very much.
Amazing, Master Lu, to hear you talk about qigong practice and the many layers and levels of impact that it can have on our life and our own evolution. So thank you for sharing your life's passion with us. And to our listeners, Master Lu will be joining us again next week at another webinar to continue to answer your questions about how to find a qigong school, how to find the right master for you, and also to answer questions of, can qigong actually be harmful to your health? How to avoid any of those pitfalls? So I hope you'll join us. If you'd like, you can look on our website, tcmworld.org, for information on future programs. And also, I encourage you to check out our Building Bridges conference. At that conference, we will be hosting various qigong workshops to help you continue to explore the powerful impact qigong can have on your life. Thank you very much. I hope you enjoyed your webinar.